At Magpie Cafe in Sacramento, the lunch crowd is thinning. Ed Rohr is Magpie's co-owner and chef.
Most food that we use probably comes from California. We had cherries to start, but now we're using black figs, and those all come from the Central Valley. And some days we get 80% of our produce comes from California.
Most of it wouldn't be possible without Delta Water and the canals and pipelines that send it south. No one knows that better than Joe Del Bosque. We're in Los Banos, on the western side of the Central Valley. We hop on a packing truck as workers pick cantaloupes from his 120-acre field. Del Bosque remembers what this area looked like before the Federal Central Valley Project brought water to the valley. He points to the dry golden foothills in the distance.
Just grazing land. That's all it was. That would turn green for a few months in the spring and then dry the rest of the year. That's what this was. Without water, that's what this would look like. Just bare ground or short, dry grass.
Now, Del Bosque has 2,200 acres of farmland that he says is some of the most fertile you can find.
I'm blessed to have so many options. If I don't want to grow cantaloupes, I can grow tomatoes, or I can grow asparagus, or I can almonds, or, you know, peppers.
This year, though, he had to leave 300 acres fallow. The Central Valley Project cut water deliveries to 20%. He says he and other farmers thought they were headed into a great year because of an early wet winter.
Well, we weren't able to take advantage of those high flows in the Sacramento River because there happened to be some smelt that were caught in the pumps. And it wasn't just a shutdown of a day or two. It was 60 days.
Farmers have had to adjust over the years as the Endangered Species Act protected the Delta smelt and other threatened fish. The Westlands Water District estimated that 800,000 acre-feet of water was lost when pumping stopped. The dry months that followed made the situation worse.
We're trying to maintain the water that will sustain us. We're not trying to take more. But we've been cut back from 100% to 20%. Or 10% in 2009. We can't be sustained by that. As you can see, they grow big and tall.
150 miles to the south, Rod Stiefvater walks through drip-irrigated pistachio orchards just outside of Bakersfield. He farms 8,000 acres, mostly in Kern County. He says the economics of water in California means fewer farmers plant lower-valued row crops, such as cotton. Stiefvater says without the Bay Delta Conservation Plan and its proposed tunnels, some crops will go.
More than likely, our allocations will continue to fall. And that will mean more and more drought years for us in terms of having adequate supply of water. And it'll probably mean the lower value crops that are grown here will disappear.
Kern County is the largest agricultural water user of the State Water Project. Agriculture accounts for a third of the county's economy.
Particularly in Kern County, we kind of view ourselves as ground zero, where loss of water will affect our economy, our quality of life.
Kern County Water Agency General Manager Jim Beck says the criticism that Big Ag is taking Delta water is unfair.
I spend a lot of time in Stockton and Sacramento explaining that I'm not out to take your water. We're not trying to benefit our area to the detriment of another area. We're trying to receive the benefits that we believe can be acquired without damaging other areas.
He hopes the BDCP is the solution. He says on average, Kern County receives about 60% of its contracted water. He doubts the BDCP will restore it all, but hopes it will make a difference and says it should be important to the whole state.
Kern County and the southern end of the San Joaquin Valley are one among the most productive agricultural areas in the world, not just California or the United States. We're talking about the world.
Farmers believe that could be at risk without an adequate water supply from the Delta. Amy Quinton, Capital Public Radio News.